But what I struggle with is how can we criticize the Russian incursion into Ukrainian sovereignty when we are carrying out now escalating military operations in Syria without the permission and really even against the will of the sovereign of that nation? I am correct, am I not, that Syria has not invited us to conduct military operations within the nation of Syria?
You're correct. And just to address a couple of the points that you've made, first of all, I want to hasten to say I'm no lawyer, but we do have lawyers. And with respect to the AUMF, authorization for the use of military force, I agree with you. I testified in favor of there being such an AUMF, importantly, because it would signify to the troops that the country's behind them. Now, I think they feel like they're behind them, and the chairman and I try to attest to that. Your visits to the region attest to that. So I think they feel that, but that would have been another way of attesting to that. I am told by the lawyers, and I believe this, that the legal basis for what we're doing exists in both domestic law and international law for everything we're doing. But again, I'm not the expert on that, and couldn't explain to you the ins and outs of it. I also will say that if there's a difference between what we're doing in Syria and what the Russians did in Ukraine, we're trying to fight real terrorists. We're not trying to destabilize a stable situation. So we're trying to return order and decency, not the other way around. So I don't know what a lawyer would say, but as a common sense answer, there's a big difference.